All right, it's time for the Hiawatha Red Hawk Coaches Show here on KNZA as we are coached, we are joined by first-year head coach Wyatt Giroux as the Red Hawks here this last week on a busy homecoming night picked up win number one in convincing fashion with a 21-0 shutout over the Tigers of Jeff West. I want to ask you first, Coach, what does it feel like to get that first win as the head coach of the Red Hawks?
It feels really good. We finally put together a full game, four quarters of football, and it looked good and it felt great.
I was going to ask you a little bit, too, about that. When we were up at in the press box at the end of the game, we pick a player to bank on at the end of every game. And to be bluntly honest with you, we couldn't do it. I mean, there was just so many players that kind of stood out. We wound up going with the entire Hiawatha defense just because they got the shutout at the end of the day. But on the offensive side, too, I mean, you had balanced rushing. You had both Morton and you had Monaghan there with around 70, 75 yards of rushing with some equal carries. The offense overall was very well balanced on Friday night. How do you think the offense was able to finally get things going?
We had a good week of practice, just more repetition and focusing on our role and doing what we want our identity to be, and felt good, and I was really proud of them. And I mean, if we want to be successful, that's how it's got to look. It's not like one kid's going to do it all. And so, you know, our quarterback's got to do his job, our fullback, our slots. If it's blocking or catching the pitch or staying on your mesh at fullback, or if it's just, you know, if we pass the ball four times a game, we got to make sure we catch them. And obviously the blocking up front. And I just thought everyone just took their role and bought into it and did it the best they could. And more often than not, we were successful, and that's a good recipe to win a game.
It was homecoming night. Obviously, that at times can maybe be a distraction. The kids have a lot going on. They're very busy leading up to that game night on a Friday night. And plus, there's a dance afterwards, all the festivities going on pre-game, and then also maybe sometimes halftime. But, you know, they were able to stay focused. And, you know, they had Jeff West in town. That's kind of a big rival for those kids specifically. How do you think the kids are feeling now going into this week?
I think they're doing pretty well. I think they're feeling pretty good. They're proud of themselves, and they have a taste of what hard work and buying in feels like. And like I said earlier, I mean, they played four quarters of football for the first time in the season, so I think they're pretty excited.
We're going to get ready to talk about the next week. You got another district game on the road. You're in Topeka to take on Hayden, always a juggernaut in Class 3A. We'll talk more about that matchup coming up next. A big win for Hiawatha here this past Friday night, but things don't get any easier for the Redhawks as they are on the road. District play continues. Although they do start off district play at 1-0, they head to the capital city to take on Hayden. Coach, you know, that Hayden's just one of those teams that's not a matter of rebuilding. It's a matter of reloading, it seems like, every year. And this year, they are maybe down a little bit. They got a loss last year, or rather, last Friday night. But what do you see out of Hayden as you get ready for this game on Friday night?
Definitely a well-coached football team. I mean, their offense, they run a lot of different formations. I mean, I think that they want to be a wing T team, but they spread that ball around to all their skill guys, and they do a really good job. And their defense is pretty aggressive. And like I said, like well-coached team, not going to have penalties, fly to the football. A lot of things I'm trying to have these guys develop here in Hiawatha.
We, as you get ready for this game, I mean, we talk about district play. This is your second district game of the season. Huge to get that first district win, as it really kind of puts you in a really good position to have that win over Jeff West. You got tough games, though, yet to go against Hayden and Holton and Perry LeCompton. What would it mean to your team, do you think? You know, the last 2 years, they've kind of had to play that extra non-playoff game to wrap up the season, if they could finish off getting a game that means something there at the end of the year?
I think it'd be huge, especially week one, you know, pick to finish second to last in our league, because our league's pretty dang hard. So for us to win, you know, more than one game in district and to actually play in a playoff game, I mean, I think that would be ginormous.
Yeah.
Ginormous.
Well, like we said, we've got Hayden this week, and then you follow that up with a game against Oskaloosa. You don't want to look too far ahead, obviously, because you've got Hayden right there in front of you. But how do you think from where you guys were, this is how I kind of want to wrap up here this week, is going to where we were week one, tough loss to Royal Valley. You've seemed to catch some teams in kind of some tough spots. As you had Sabetha after they lost. Then, you know, you had this week Jeff West still looking for win. This week you're getting Hayden after they get their first loss of the season to Wamego. You're catching some teams coming in with a little bit of fighting a chip on their shoulder. How do you guys prepare for that week in, week out?
Yeah, and Marysville knocked off Nemohol.
Right, true.
So,
right, yeah.
Every week they got plenty of motivation. So it's tough. I mean, we're saying the same thing you just said. You know, Royal Valley, first game of the year, new league, tough game last year. They think that they threw the game away last year. And then Marysville coming off that win. It's just every week some teams got a lot of motivation, and I think that is one benefit of playing in a really good league is, I mean, it gets you ready for it. Like, there's zero excuses, you know, to play a Sabetha or a Hayden in district or a, you know, eventually we'll play, you know, one of the new schools in league. It's just, you know, new week, new tough opponent. So,
right.
You know, I think it's awesome. That way there's no lulls, you know,
right.
there's no down weeks. And so, I mean, that's what we're saying. You know, Hayden's a great football team. No one's going to pick you to win. You know, what's your excuse for not going out there, busting your butt and surprising people, you know, make it a tough game. You know, if it rains, you know, there might be turnovers. If it doesn't, you know, maybe you hold their offense to less yards than they have all year. Like, there's plenty of things that we say and to give us motivation and to have goals for the week when we play these really good teams. And like you said, if we could play a, you know, a 4-1 matchup, 3-2 matchup, whatever, you know, 2-3 matchup in playoffs, like, that would be huge for our district, because our district is pretty dang tough.
It is. All right. Well, Coach, good luck to you guys in Topeka here this Friday night. You can watch that game live on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. It'll be broadcast, streamed online, live, free of charge. So be sure to watch that so you can catch the Red Hawks in action. Coach, good luck again this weekend. We'll chat with you next Wednesday, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you bet. That is Coach Wyatt Giroux, the head coach for the Hiawatha Redhawks, the Hiawatha Coaches Show here on KNZA 103.9 FM, brought to you in part by the Citizen State Bank, by Hiawatha Implement, and by Carl's Body Shop.